Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we read further along in our chapter, Genesis 12, and I shared the following insight. First, when God makes a promise to us, we must never assume that means the promise will be immediately fulfilled. And second, we must never assume there will not be danger for us while God is fulfilling His promise. I take these both from watching God in the life of Abram, specifically verses 4 through 6 of Genesis chapter 12. Let me get the text back on our radar today. I'm reading Genesis chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. Here we have Abram, and note his age, 75. Let me ask those of you in your mid-70s, how eager are you to pack, to pick up and leave your home, bound for a country where there are fierce enemies that might well kill you? Many of us do not even want to move to a different city or town at age 30 or 50, let alone age 75. But by his faith in God, that is exactly what Abram does. While most people are retired by 75 and swinging back in a lounge chair, swilling a beverage, and consuming copious amounts of television all day and half the night, there is Abram on the move, leaving Ur behind and making his way down into Canaan, all because God told him to. If nothing else, I hope our time together with God and Abraham will encourage those of us who are older to kindle afresh our faith in God and to always be open-minded about going where He says to go, even when we might otherwise assume we have had our time, and deserve some rest. Men and women of faith, there is no such a thing as retirement in the kingdom of God. Be attentive to the Lord. You never know how He might yet call you and use you for His glory. Regardless of age, there are those two realities we must be prepared for. We await the fulfillment of all God's promises, and we continue to face danger as we trust Him. Let's take up the first of these now. We have to be patient with God. Abram was. He has the mighty promises we have read about and discussed in verses 1 through 3 of this same chapter. He is told to go, so he goes. And he and his entourage arrive in this land of Canaan, the promised land. But the text says in verse 6, Abram passed through the land. If we continue reading, we see that he literally passed all the way down through Canaan and out the other side, bound for Egypt. In fact, let's do that. Listen as I continue the reading at Genesis 12, verses 8 through 10. If you are following along in the Bible, turn or scroll to Genesis 12, and I will pick up the reading at verse 8. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there Abram built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Abram journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. On any good map of the lands of the Bible, you can trace this journey. Abram left Haran and came into Canaan and then down as far as Shechem and eventually toward the hills east of Bethel and Ai over on the east. Then further still to the south country and the Negev and out to the other end of Canaan into Egypt. Who is Abram? He is a wanderer. He is a stranger in this land. He is a pilgrim, and he's just a passing through. He has the promise of God for land. He gets into the land, and there he wanders still. John Calvin puts it this way, quote, God suffered him as a wanderer to traverse the whole land before he gave Abram any fixed abode. God suffered him as a wanderer to traverse the whole land before he gave Abram any fixed abode. That's how Calvin puts it. Very true. You really must note this in the language I've just read. Genesis 12, verse 6, Abram passed through. Genesis 12, verse 8, Abram proceeded from there. Genesis 12, verse 9, Abram journeyed on. Genesis 12, verse 10, Abram went down to sojourn there. That's travel language. But again, I ask, why? The Lord had already promised him Canaan, and so why must Abram, his wife and nephew, the people and possessions, go all the way through the land without settling into it? We can ask the same question in our lives, can't we? God has made us a promise. When will it be fulfilled? Obviously not immediately. We have learned this. We so often have to be patient. We have to wait. We have to take it day by day, sometimes hour by hour, sticking close to God by faith, believing in him and believing his promise until he determines the time is right to grant it to us. There is that sometimes agonizing, sometimes frustrating, and often perplexing delay. God, where are you and what are you doing? And we just have to be faithful to him, clinging to him, despite not having what is promised given on demand. Contrary to popular opinion, God's word to us is not, your wish is my command. We often forget that. But his word to us is what Jesus said, he who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. Luke 16, verse 10. Luke 16, 10. We remain faithful in the very little, day-to-day details of life, even as we wait for God to make good on the big promises he has made to us. This is what makes faith in God such a dynamic reality for the true believer. The theologian of the Reformation, Martin Luther, put it this way, quote, faith is a lively and powerful thing. It is not merely a drowsy and idle thought, nor does it float somewhere upon the heart as a duck upon water, but it is like water warmed through and through by a good warm fire. Luther is right. Abram's faith was definitely lively and powerful. It was not a drowsy, a tired, an idle thought. No, his faith was consuming. It's not the duck just gliding, floating upon the water. It's like water in the kettle warmed by the flame under its bottom. Luther, again, faith is a lively and powerful thing. It is not merely a drowsy and idle thought, nor does it float somewhere upon the heart as a duck upon water, but it is like water warmed through and through by a good warm fire. What an image! He's understood accurately what everyone who believes in God by faith goes through. We all do, from Abram to Luther to you and me. Let me take us back to John Calvin. Wow, I love this. Two of my favorite theologians in one day, Calvin and Luther. And the first of these two suggests that God had Abram traverse the whole of the promised land without settling in for two reasons. First, God wants to show Abram that he and his offspring will not just be guests therein. They will rule it. The Canaanites will be displaced by the mighty hand of God. The Lord is teaching that Abram and every mile he covers will one day belong to him and his descendants. He is not just a guest, he will rule it. And second, God demonstrates to Abram that heaven is his ultimate aim. This world, this Canaan, is not his home. To borrow the words of the Apostle Peter, Abram is a stranger and an alien in this world. To quote the Apostle Paul, his citizenship is in heaven. Abram understood this. Listen in closing to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. By faith, Abraham lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs to the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham was looking for heaven. Hebrews 11, 9 and 10. Hebrews 11, verse 10 again. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. God demonstrates to Abram that heaven is his ultimate aim. That's his true home. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the danger he faced while he was still in Canaan, and we'll do so right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.